Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This week, the only clergy sex abuse survivor on the Vatican's Commission on Clergy Sex Abuse resigned from that group because of what she calls shameful hindrance from top church officials. Mari Collins was a member of the Commission for the Protection of Minors. It was created by Pope Francis in 2014, and the commission was charged with proposing new church initiatives to protect children from abuse. Collins is in Dublin speaking to us via Skype. And Mari, in your statement published in the National Catholic Reporter, you say that you can no longer be sustained by hope. As a survivor, you've watched events unfold with dismay. What exactly do you mean?
Well, I've worked with the commission for 3 years. At the end of 3 years, I discovered that there's still men in there at that level in the clergy who just have no willingness to change, still look at everything through canon law and tradition, and do not want to cooperate with the Commission on Protection of Minors. And that's just appalling in 2017, at this stage, that the protection of minors could be put below any other consideration.
Is that another way of saying that you didn't feel that they, to this day, appreciate the gravity of the situation, of the scandal, of the problem that the Vatican still has to deal with?
I think in many ways, some there in the Vatican, in the Curia, live in a bubble. They're not really connected to reality outside. There's resistance to the Pope, so resistance, I suppose, to his commission follows that. But in my view, the issue of the safety of children from the horror of abuse should not become a political football anywhere.
You wrote in your statement something that really caught my attention, and that had to do with the fact that last year, at the commission's request, Pope Francis instructed all departments in the Vatican to ensure that correspondence, all correspondence from victims or survivors received a response. But you've learned that that is not happening. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, it seemed a very simple, straightforward request. I believe most of the departments have acceded to the request. But one of the dicasteries responded that no, they wouldn't change their normal procedure. And that normal procedure did not include acknowledging correspondence from victims or survivors. And for me, while the church is going outside saying we care deeply for the pain of survivors, seeing this inside, where they would not even sign a letter and acknowledge a letter from a survivor, the difference between those two attitudes, inside and outside, was too much for me to stick with it. I mean, I just could not take that and stay with it.
Now, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, he leads the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. He's called you, he spoke to the Boston Globe, and he said that you were an extraordinary contributor to the commission, and that he also agreed that there are structures that need to be changed and others that need to be adopted, and that he understands your frustrations. Do you feel that the Cardinal understood your frustrations?
Yes, I do, and I'm glad to hear that he is actually saying that. The point now is not just seeing what is happening, but actually being able to do something about it. And that's why I resigned, because it's no good just acknowledging there are problems. Those problems must be tackled, and they must be tackled head on. And I don't know that that's the way the church works.
How much of the dysfunction that you have identified should be laid at the feet of Pope Francis? I mean, just recently also had news that he, you know, has reduced the punishment of several known abusers. Do you think this is a time for the Pope to be taking an even stronger stance on what the commission should be empowered to do?
I think the Pope has got a grip on what needs to be done, and I think he does try. I'm not sure if he has been strong enough. I think he has many problems in the Vatican with resistance to his reforms. And if he needs to be stronger, then he should be stronger. Whatever is needed should happen.
Now, if I may ask you, for many people who don't know your story, would you mind telling us what happened to you and how you became part of the survivor community?
I went into hospital at the age of 13. I just made my confirmation and I was quite ill. And the hospital chaplain was a priest. And he befriended me, and then in the evenings he would come and sexually assault me. He also took intimate images, and when he was abusing me and I wanted him to stop, he told me as a priest he couldn't do anything wrong. It was something wrong with me. So I left the hospital like most survivors who have been abused. The feeling of guilt and not wanting people to know the awful thing that I had done. You blame yourself. And I left the hospital a very different child than I went in. I felt worthless. I was depressed. I turned in on myself. I had 4 years of agoraphobia where I couldn't leave the house because I got panic attacks if I went outdoors. But I brought my abuser to justice in 1996. I had good therapy, good counselling. And thankfully, since then, my life has changed. I don't suffer from depression or severe anxiety. And I've enjoyed my life. And I don't look back with bitterness because you can't change the past. But it's something that you have to try and stop happening to other people if you possibly can.
Are you a practicing Catholic to this day?
I find it very difficult. Not so much because I was abused by a priest, but because I spent 2 years trying to bring my abuser to justice. And my diocese lied to me. They protected him. They wouldn't cooperate with the police. All the stories that you've had in Boston in 2002, this was in 1996. I brought him to justice eventually. He went to jail. And then I went public because at the same time, the church was saying they were handling everything perfectly. And I wanted people to know that they weren't. I lost my trust completely in the institution of the church at that time. It wasn't the abuser who took it from me. It was definitely coming face to face with men in the church who had no inkling of the moral way to behave.
Does your resignation from the commission indicate that perhaps you still don't fully trust the church, the institution, to really solve this problem?
I joined the commission with eyes open and without any naivety. I will make my own mind up on whether I want to believe something or not, but I will not give automatic trust, no. And that I don't believe will ever return. But I do hope that the commission and Cardinal O'Malley and the Pope will find a way to achieve what is necessary for the vulnerable in the world and in the Catholic Church.
Well, Mari Collins was a member of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. She resigned on Wednesday from the commission. She spoke to us today from Dublin. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Magna.
And we have reached out to the Boston Archdiocese for comment. We look forward to their response. Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. Thank you.